Welcome into a new edition of Rock's Comic Conversations. I'm Rock, and I'm being joined right now by Braga and Beefcake. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, do I get to talk first? I'm chilling. What are you doing, Beef?
I'm waiting for him to get done talking.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm trying to take my turn this week. I'm trying a new thing. I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, but you know what? You got to try. You got to fail. You got to put some skin in the game if you're going to get something out of it.
All right.
If I can't talk over people like I just did, then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do talking into microphones, because that's basically all I do all day is talk over people.
Really is. They call you the stepper.
The stepper.
Because you just step all over everybody.
The side busting.
Just in here for no reason. Beef looking at me crazy. Brock over here stepping all on my words. Follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and of course Facebook at Rock on Air. That's ROC on Air. And Beef, where could they find and follow you if they'd like?
Beefcake Rocks on Twitter and Instagram. You see how well it's working?
So good.
Yeah. I like the little bit of space that's interjected into everything.
You know, you need a little bit of space every now and then.
And now, it's Trailer Talk with Rock.
All right, gentlemen. New teaser trailer for Stranger Things Season 2 on the Flicks of Net.
Dude, the first season was so lit, man. It was so good.
Right?
It was so good. I even have the thing as my logo. The like red like title screen thing.
And that's pretty much what we get in this teaser trailer.
It's so cool.
I watched that the other day. I watched the entire series in like one afternoon.
Awesome.
It was funny. I had my daughter with me, and so like she's playing video games on the TV, and I got her tablet watching the first two episodes. I get her ready for bed, put her to bed, and watch literally the rest of the series after that, like the last six episodes. That show is so goddamn good.
It really is.
I couldn't stop, man.
And like I told you earlier today, Braga, I'm only four episodes deep because I want to finish this off around Halloween time. It's so good that I was like, you know what? Just step back, take a break, because I don't want to get all the goodness and then have nothing to watch around Halloween time. Not that this is a scary type show, but it just, the vibe of it to me.
It's a little X-Files.
Yeah, we just were talking about that. I would call this like a Goonies meets X-Files.
Touchdown. That's exactly how I described it to people.
It's a lot like Super 8, too.
Yeah, Super 8 was the other one we were trying to reference.
J.J. Abrams movie.
It's a killer show, and it's not even been out, a month maybe at best, and it's already confirmed and has a teaser trailer for season 2.
I think maybe just a little over a month, possibly.
Either way, Netflix is feeling the confidence and knows that the people love what they put out.
It's good intellectual property all the time. They are attaching themselves to good intellectual property. Smart move, Netflix.
Great content.
How good was Winona Ryder in this, man?
Like, hated
you hated her in this?
Hated her.
Really?
Completely one-dimensional.
I mean, but isn't that Winona Ryder?
I disagree, though.
I thought that's her thing.
No, I thought she was awful in it. She was my least favorite part about the entire series.
To be fair, I haven't finished it yet, so I try to keep it spoiler-free for me, but I have not found too much of a problem with her yet.
It's something about her. That's for spoilers. You know what? I'm going to stick with exactly what I said. She's one-dimensional. She strikes one note, and then all of a sudden just flips.
So like maybe I had the bar set too low for her. Honestly, that could be it. Like, I went into it expecting absolutely nothing from her, and I thought she was good. So I maybe that's like elevating it for me. Obviously, the kids in the show are the best part of
She's just a little bit better than she was in Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds! I knew you were going to say that!
Oh, man.
Just a skosh better.
I think at the end of the day here, we're all very much looking forward to season 2 of Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Better sneaky, sir.
How dope of a name is 11, by the way?
Pretty good.
And you know
where they got that from, right?
Because she's so turned up?
No.
To 11?
Seinfeld.
Oh.
Remember the 7 episode where George kept trying to tell everybody to name their kid 7 because he wanted to name a kid 7 after Mickey Mantle? He's a huge Mickey Mantle fan. One of the friends ends up doing it. And he's like, why don't you pick a different name? Like Soda. What about 11? If you like numbers, how about 11?
Huh.
Interesting.
I never thought of that. That's a good tie-in.
I think you might be reaching, but let's go with it.
I'm on board with it.
I love to reach around George Costanza.
Wow.
New Spider-Man Homecoming set pics and video. What y'all think about that?
I'm down for as much Spider-Man as I can get in my life. All of it. I want to see his eyes blinking in the suit. I want to see him. Everything.
Web shooters, everything.
Extra web shooters. More of that.
Yeah. It looks like he has cartridges on him in the suit. Then.
Yeah, around the waistline.
So are we saying that's what kind of spider? So is it a practical Spider-Man?
Yes.
Or good. It's not an actual superpower?
I think that's
well, no,
thing.
He's got superpower. I mean, he's got the strength of a spider, got the ability to crawl walls and things like that because you got the stickiness.
But the webs themselves are going to be a Tony Stark invention?
Well, in the comics, and again,
maybe?
Not a huge upgrade. Wealth of experience when it comes to Spider-Man because it is a Marvel character and I've always been a DC guy, but I feel like I know enough to know that in the comics, for a large portion of the time Peter Parker has been Spider-Man, he had handmade web shooters.
Huh.
No not ability to actually
the
shoot.
Stupid ones coming out of his wrist. Come on, get out of here with that.
That's the, yeah. The,
no, thank you.
The way that they tried to, with the Tobey Maguire movies and everything, make it look like it was organic and he was shooting webs out of his wrist, that doesn't work for me.
Not like all of the other movies.
Yeah, the Andrew Garfield,
Garfield ones too, yeah.
Web ejaculation.
That's what it is.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
It's web semen!
Yeah.
It gets kay. So sticky when it hits water.
It really does, and it's tough to get out of my beard. New Doctor Strange featurette from Captain America Civil War Blu-ray was released. Let's take a listen.
The Doctor Strange story is a great cast of characters. Chief among them is Carl Mordo.
Mordo certainly is the intro to Doctor Strange entering this universe. Mordo is very close with the Ancient One, played by Tilda Swinton.
She deals in magic. In real, proper, inner magic.
Together, both the Ancient One and Mordo, they sort of begin his training.
There are other ways to save lives. So much you don't know.
Teach me.
We're excited about villains in this film. We call them the Zealots. These are people who become seduced by what they find on the other side.
Cassilis is part of this temple. If the majority is looking for the truth here, he's looking over there for the truth.
He is interested in spilling the barriers between these dimensions.
He is interested in splitting the barrier between these dimensions, or spilling the barrier.
No,
quite hear what he's
whatever that British guy said.
Yeah, they talk funny. And they got weird teeth. I love you, Britain!
That's your people right
and
there.
And they're in all of our movies and TV shows.
Right? Yeah. All of them are American heroes somehow.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
They work with our military very closely.
That they do. Thank God for that alliance, Beef.
Yeah, no doubt.
What do y'all think about the Doctor Strange feature at Braga? Go ahead.
I thought it looked great. I mean, I'm still not on board with Tilda Swinton as that character, but everything else looks awesome. The, what's his name, Mads Mikkelsen? That dude looks like a rad bad guy. He's got the face of a bad guy, frankly.
He does!
And so
Butler!
I think he's going to be great. I think the cast of this movie is fantastic other than Tilda Swinton, and I think all the special effects and everything we've seen, I'm still excited for this movie. So,
as bad of a casting choice as she may be, at least she's a decent actress.
Yes. Yes.
That she has on her side. So, the more I see from Doctor Strange, the more I'm into it. Just yes, please.
And you're naturally a Marvel fanboy anyway. When it comes to all things nerdy, you lean more towards the Marvel side. So you got to be feeling extra pumped for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the visual effects just look so stunning and amazing.
So
and
it
and
does look like a bit of a blatant ripoff of
Inception.
Inception. Mm-hmm.
I just don't think, I've said this before, I do not think Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be in a bad movie. I don't think he's at the point in his career where he's like, yeah, I'll take a couple of L's just so I can make a few million dollars. Doesn't need that. He's got Sherlock going. He's got this going. He's firing on all cylinders right now. I don't think anybody can stop him in the world.
Benedict Cumberbatch is winning right now. Ben Affleck broke the internet for fanboys everywhere by announcing the arrival of Deathstroke in the DCEU. Thoughts, gentlemen?
That's your guys' world.
When that video came out, man, my heart had palpitations.
I'm like, what is this going to be for? Is he going to be in Justice League, or is he going to be in the new Batman movie? Because there's rumors that he's going to be the main villain in the new Batman movie, but now there's also rumors that he's going to make an appearance in the Justice League movie. And DC movies, they don't have like that after credit scene where they tease stuff. So
except
it's not
for Suicide Squad.
So it's not going to be one of those, but you know.
Well, and to be clear, allegedly that scene was shot on the set of Justice League in the Justice League's plane.
Yeah.
But the Wrap earlier today put out a report that confirms, or at least they're saying they've confirmed, we will not see Deathstroke in the DCEU until the solo Batman movie. Even though, yes, that was footage that was shot on set of Justice League, they made it sound as if that was more for a screen test of the costume. And they liked what they saw so much, we just had to get it out there and let people... That's why we don't know who Deathstroke is yet. He has not been cast.
So can you tell me a little bit about Deathstroke? Like what Homeboy's all about?
Deathstroke is Deadpool's father.
Oh.
There would be no Deadpool without Deathstroke. Deadpool is a exact duplication, except for he's got a sassier mouth than Deathstroke. Deathstroke came first.
Okay.
Deathstroke is the chicken. Deadpool is the egg. Marvel and DC, that's what they did back in the day, was like, oh, you got something dope? Thanos? Cool, let's jack that. Whereas, you know what I mean? Like, that's just what they do. And they did this with Deathstroke and Deadpool. Deathstroke was the original, the OG, if you will, much like Apocalypse, Darkseid, that whole situation. That was all the OG for Thanos. Thanos is kind of a ripoff of those characters from DC. It's Marvel's version.
So Deathstroke can't die and he uses swords.
Deathstroke can die and he uses swords. That's what I'm saying. There's very slight differences, but for example, Deathstroke, his name, Slade Wilson. Deadpool, his name, Wade Wilson. Look at the unis. Look at the weaponry.
Oh my God.
Look at what they both do. They're both mercenaries.
Homeboy's name is Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
And they're both awesome, by the way. So let's,
awesome.
So let's not act like them stealing the character essentially is a bad thing.
Oh, no, I'm saying it.
Because they're both red. No, I need to. Absolutely. We just got to clarify that.
So that means that Deadpool just totally Thomas Edison'd Slade Wilson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, Slade Wilson, Nikola Tesla.
That happened.
If you watch Arrow, you'd already know this.
Oh, yeah. Deathstroke, Manu Bennett is so awesome. I hope to God that they bring Manu Bennett into the DCEU. We know he's not working on Arrow anymore.
Let's start more sentences with, if you watched Arrow.
That's not the way you want to start a sentence.
Factual impossibility.
But according to the rap, it does sound like that scene that we saw was nothing more than just a screen test that looked really good, really dope. So they got it out there, got the buzz going. And it worked.
So are you excited if he does end up being the main villain in the Batman stand?
I am, because that tells me there's going to be a very detective-y Batman.
Yeah, I totally agree.
One that's
going
to have to do some serious investigative work.
And they're going to have some element of Joker in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they've already had him in the Suicide Squad. He's going to have to be in it somehow. So you'll have both of them.
Prediction.
Yeah.
We all know that Slade Wilson, Deathstroke, is a mercenary. On the take for some bread, he'll go kill whoever. Joker hires him to do away with the bat. That's what I think is going to go down.
Fun.
Yes.
I like that a lot. That sounds sweet.
Sign me up.
I'll take it, man. Let's jump into some nerd news. Did Hannibal Buress confirm the authenticity of the leaked Spider-Man Homecoming cast sheet? You saw the interview, I'm sure, where he pretty much confirmed, yeah, I play a gym teacher.
Is Hannibal Buress the guy who brought the gun into the club with his strip on his sweatpants?
In which movie?
Or is that Plexico Buress?
That's Plexico Buress. Yeah. I was like, in what movie? No, real life.
No, that's
he shot himself in the foot.
Stranger than fiction.
Do you watch Broad City?
Is that a show about ladies?
On Comedy Central?
No.
Okay. He's in that.
Hannibal Buress is super funny.
He's on the Eric Andre show sometimes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. He is the, I can't remember his name for the life of me. But he's in Daddy's Home. He's the dude that helps fix the wall after Will Ferrell goes through it with the motorcycle. And then Mark Wahlberg invites him to come move in with him. And he just starts hanging out and becomes part of the cast.
I love his quote, though. He's like, yeah, I play one of the dumb shits that doesn't know Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's Peter Parker. Man, that kid's really athletic.
Yeah. It's awesome because, like, I'm almost positive that that's a line. Like, damn, Peter Parker, he's really athletic. Like, I can see him saying that in the movie.
He's a gym teacher in the movie, too. So, yeah. I hope he's like Michael Peña or whatever from Ant-Man. I hope he ends up being in that similar role. Like, you and I were talking about this off mic earlier. Like, if they essentially copy what Ant-Man was for Spider-Man, Spider-Man's going to be really, really awesome. Like, the formula for Ant-Man for Spider-Man.
But refined.
Of course. And different in character.
And it's also allegedly got a very John Hughes-esque tone. And who doesn't love John Hughes movies?
Cool, man.
16 candles.
Everything about Spider-Man Homecoming has me stoked for a Spider-Man movie. Even though we've had several in 10 years. I cannot wait for this one.
And I've established that I don't like Spider-Man as a character. I haven't liked any of the movies before this, but it's getting me at least a little bit excited.
This moves you.
A little bit. All right, a little bit.
Supergirl Season 2 added Frederick Schmidt to the cast as Metallo, one of my favorite rogues from the Superman mythos. Metallo is going to show up, and he's doing it on Supergirl, which they actually had a rumor last year that Metallo was going to show up on CBS's Supergirl, but now it sounds like it's locked in stone and he's making the move showing up on the CW. How y'all feel? I mean, I don't think anybody in this room is really anticipating Supergirl too much, other than maybe me, and that's just because of the crossovers that'll happen.
Will you explain the character a little
Metallo
bit?
Metallo is... I don't really know about him. Metallo functions off of Kryptonite.
Okay.
He is basically a metallic villain that has a heart of Kryptonite.
Of Kryptonite? Okay.
Man, he's crazy looking. He's just super cyborged out.
Yeah.
It's, like, just pieces of flesh hanging off of him and stuff?
The way the Kryptonite functions for him is a lot like the way the reactor arc functions for Tony Stark, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Dude, blatant thievery.
Again, that's comics. It's so awesome the way that they work. It's like, oh, that worked for y'all? Cool. We're going to borrow that for a minute. Yeah, we'll give it back when we're done.
Yeah, no kidding.
60 years later. Metallo is going to be dope, though. I can't wait to see what impact he has on the entire CW-verse, if he's going to be just a one-and-done villain. Metallo is such a big villain that I would think he's going to be used throughout the season.
So is this going to get you to watch Supergirl regularly?
Having them cast a Superman is going to get me to watch Supergirl regularly. And again, if I'm not feeling it 2-3 episodes right. in, I'm not going to keep watching other than the crossover episodes. As of right now, the only thing I'm committed to watching for Supergirl is the season 2 premiere and the crossover eps. And the musical, if it happens.
Very unabashedly sexist against Supergirl at this point. Throw Superman in there and we'll watch it. Other than that, sorry.
I mean, it's a feminist piece of propaganda.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not mad at you. I'm pointing it out.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
You know what? But if it's not good, then why would you watch it?
Yes.
If it's not something that interests you, why would you watch
it?
Well,
it got canceled
for a
reason.
You can call it sexist if you want, but if you truly feel that way about something, that you do not like it, or that you're just not into it, then, you know,
well,
God
it.
Bless you. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just keep watching Stranger Things and call yourself just a happy rock.
Different strokes for different folks, man. And I gave it a fair shake. I watched the pilot. I watched the second episode, and I just was not feeling it. And I think a lot of it had to do with the writing on the show because it was on CBS. So I'm hoping now that it's on the CW, that'll shake it up a little bit and make it more formatted towards the rest of the DC CW shows, at which point I think I would be into Supergirl.
Struck me as cornball shit, and so I didn't even give it a chance.
A lot of people didn't, man.
Yeah.
I'm not faulting you for that.
I'm out. Yeah. Still probably out, actually. Unless they really, really tie it into Flash, then I'll watch it.
And I think out of all the shows that are on the DC CW verse, I think that Flash is going to be the one that it is most closely connected to, which is great because Barry and her had a great episode last year.
Good rapport.
There's been some new official images, speaking of Flash, from Season 3 and Arrow Season 5 that hit the internets. And it looks effing awesome seeing Barry Allen standing next to Wally West, both in their Flash gear. That, to me, was dope as shit.
What a weird and wild world we live in.
It's just crazy how many Flash characters, speedsters, members of the Flash family, that they are quickly throwing into the mix here. Also, earlier this week, it was confirmed Jesse Quick's going to be in costume.
If you get enough of them together, is it a flash mob?
Oh snap. I like where you're going with that. You hear that, Mark snap. Berlanti?
Oh, yeah. Snap.
I always do that. It's Mark Guggenheim and Greg Berlanti. I always just call them Mark Berlanti because they go hand in hand on all the DCCW shows.
Called Googlanti.
Man, that's a good one.
Like Bennifer?
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Get out of my brain.
Yeah. I tried to do something like that, but...
It's nice and cozy in your brain, Beefcake. I'm going to stay in there for a while.
Hope you're wearing a condom because it's dirty in there.
He said, man, there's so much room in here. Somebody must smoke reefer sticks.
Yeah. Just resin hanging out on the walls of my brain.
All right, man. So what did you think about the new images that we got from Flash Season 3 and Arrow Season 5, gentlemen?
I am still looking forward to it. I mean, it doesn't really change my opinion on it or anything like that, but it is nice to see that all of those rumors we've been hearing about them bringing all these characters into the series are actually going to happen. Like, they're actually filming them, and they actually look cool. Like we were saying, though, like, there's going to be a million Flashes this season. Like, there's going to be a million different iterations, because we got, like, the original Reverse Flash. I bet you Tom Cavanaugh is going to be Reverse Flash at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have Jay Garrick. We're going to have Wally West.
We're going to have Black Flash.
Black Flash. Like, it's going to be crazy.
There's a lot to be said, by the way, for setting people up to want something. You know, you kind of like drip it into the water, and then they taste it, and they're like, oh, I want more. And then to deliver on that.
Give them that payoff.
Right. To give them, you know, a little breadcrumbs along the way and then to really deliver at the end. That's smart marketing. That's good.
Validate their fandom and interest in it.
Yeah,
totally,
man.
Man.
I mean, what else are superhero shows and movies for except to validate the fandom and make people feel good about seeing the things that they love on screen?
Yep. I'm super pumped to see Arrow Season 5, actually, based off of these behind-the-scenes images we got, where we finally get our first look at the big bad, the character they created named Prometheus, who really, to me, looks nothing more than like a more badass version of Merlin. The Dark Archer. You know what I mean, Braga? He's badass. Dude looks like he ain't nobody to fuck with.
I'm trying to bring up these pictures right now. I haven't seen them yet.
Man, you're missing out. I give you this well in advance. And by well in advance, I mean like an hour ago.
Yeah, it's like the one thing I had.
You'd be like, so you guys just left for an event together.
Yeah.
And you gave him the rundown. And you're like, yo, you didn't look at these pictures while we were out doing stuff together?
Right?
While you were actively
what
working?
What a piece of shit.
I actually did look at like literally everything else.
Except for apparently pictures of Arrow Season 5 because he's like, oh, fuck Arrow. What's that?
Just goes to show you where Arrow hits on the hierarchy.
Stephen Amell's got his shirt off again. Cool story, bro. Mm-hmm. So like it is a cool story, actually. Have you seen him? He's built like a Greek god. It's made out of granite.
Yeah, I'm not fighting him.
Oh, when you get the opportunity to find it, Prometheus looks like he's going to be badass.
Prometheus, you're saying?
Yeah, Prometheus is the villain's name. It's a new creation for Arrow Season 5. It definitely looks like it's going to be delivering on the grittiness that they promised. Looks like they're getting back to the street-level thugs.
Well, I mean, I don't need to see this picture to tell you that that needs to happen. So them going back to those gritty roots, I'm obviously all for it. So if whatever it takes to actually make that happen, then yes, I'm on board. And if this Prometheus character ends up killing Felicity, I'm also on board with that.
Shots fired to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Terminator 2. It's getting a re-release next year with a special 3D movie theater release.
Interesting.
Right?
They did that back in the day, right?
I believe T2 was in 3D back in the day when it first hit theaters.
They at least had like the ride. You know, the ride.
Well,
I
remember getting the terrible paper glasses that they gave us.
Oh, man, those sucked back in the day.
With just the red and blue film.
How far we've come.
Right? It's amazing how technology has grown by leaps and bounds, but I am super... Terminator 2, to me, is the penultimate Terminator movie. A lot of people are T1 folks.
No.
But I think T2 is where it's at, bro.
Yeah, T2. Like, T2 is the movie that I saw when I was a little kid, and it made me run out of the room because I was so scared. Yeah. Like, when they're back in the back area of the mall, and
T-8000 or 8100, whatever it is.
Yeah, when he's, like, running after John Connor, and then you see the other Terminator come in, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger walk in, I was like, oh,
the
too
action.
Much, too much, gotta go!
Get down.
The action was so, so ahead of its time, in my opinion.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, can I say, going back to the 3D glasses with like the red and the blue ones, did you guys ever get those in random DVDs? Like, remember, like, I got a couple of DVDs and they're like, watch this in 3D, but it's not like a 3D movie. I don't have a 3D TV. How the hell does this make it 3D? You're just giving me like red and blue glasses. What the hell's wrong
because
with you?
Because the film that's in there plays with your rods and cones and gives the illusion. It's not real 3D.
It's a very
faint 3D look to it, but it does actually deliver a bit of 3D.
I never even gave it any credence. Those are still in the wrapper in that DVD.
I'll play with your rods and cones.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
One of y'all is about to play with rods and cones and then bite some pillows. Hey, yo, who's doing that?
Is that going to come out of your beard, too?
The other thing.
Jesus.
Wow. The other thing that they did.
Don't picture it.
To include those glasses, sometimes they give you the little insert to go along with the DVD that's like. That shows off in 3D. Like, you can put the glasses on, and then you look at it, and it's like, whoa, it's popping out at me.
And that's, like, the only thing the glasses are good for?
Yeah, then your mom's like, stop doing that. You can't wear those all the time. You're like, shut up, Mom! Don't tell me what to do!
46!
I'm 46.
And that's how things escalate quickly.
Did Mark Hamill confirm Luke Skywalker is going to be back for Star Wars Episode 9?
Let me say something else, by the way,
Speak
about Star
freely.
Wars. About Star Wars.
Star Wars.
People on YouTube need to stop with all the garbage and trying to reveal spoilers from Star Wars Episode 8 ages before it comes out. People need to stop that bullshit. Because I see headlines that are like, oh, is Luke doing this and this? It like shows you some mock-up of Luke and like, I don't want to even go into it because it could spoil it for other people. But people need to stop trying to spoil things on the internet. Stop it with Star Wars. And I hope that Luke Skywalker is around for Episode 9.
Thank you for that brief yet boisterous rant, Beef.
Stop
we need
the
more
bullshit.
Of that. We need more of that. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Ain't that what we say, FOH?
Yeah, FOH, man.
By the way, that's like half of what we talked about today is like spoilers for upcoming seasons for shit. Like it's people posting pictures on.
We're developing people's expectations.
I'm with you though. Yeah,
we're curating them.
Yeah, revealing plot points.
Yeah,
fuck out of here with that.
I hate that too, man. It is silly, and like that's a big thing with Star Wars too. People want to do that. I don't see it. It ruins the fun, right?
Yeah, they should respect it like they did with Episode 7, where people stayed away from spoilers, and it was like. That was the overwhelming battle cry was, if anyone ruins this for me, I'm going to burn your house to the ground, possibly with your family inside of it.
It's like Harry Potter, man. Remember when...
Yeah, don't ruin that. Come on.
Yeah, remember when Blank died?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, don't spoil it for people. What's wrong with you? And then that one dude in the mall like ran through saying, blah, 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 died, blah, 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 died. And everybody's like, fuck you. You're the worst person ever.
Yep.
That makes you the worst person ever. So if you want to be the worst person ever, by all means, spoil shit on YouTube.
And I think that's why we get the spoilers that we do, because while we may have fun not being spoiled, there are people that legitimately get off on ruining things for
other people.
Being a dick.
Being a dickhead.
They know what they're doing, and they do it intentionally.
God, what is it like to have that life? Just to be a jerk.
I don't want
to
live it.
Just a stupid jerk who doesn't like things.
I say spoiler alert all the time. Like, hey, guess what? Spoiler alert. Tomorrow's Thursday, bitch. You know what's going to be happening. It's Thursday
tomorrow.
Spoiler
alert. Bruce Willis is a ghost in Sixth Sense.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah, ruined.
Spoiler alert. Bill and Ted do not, in fact, write the world's greatest song ever.
God gave rock and roll. You guys like the second Bill and Ted? Because I
Bro,
like
yeah.
better.
You got to.
Bogus Journey.
Yeah,
you got
I love
to.
Bogus Journey. That's my favorite.
R.I.P. George Carlin, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be real hard having a third Bill and Ted movie without Rufus.
Yeah, Rufus, dude. Rufus. Back to Mark Hamill, though, like confirming that he will be around for episode 9. I mean, that could mean a lot of things. He could come back as, you know, one of those like shadowy, you know, like force energy Jedi people. He could come back just in flashbacks. There's a multitude of things that could go with that. So, you know, that's fine, Mark Hamill. Do what you're going to do.
So he'll be in like a lineup with Hayden Christensen, Yoda, Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. And then like
the ghost versions.
But also like the sub versions of the other of Anakin and
Jar Jar is going to be there too, right?
No, man. He's not made out of the Force. He's made out of lizard people or whatever.
Whoa. Look at you. Lizard people can't be Force people too?
Oh, somebody sounds like they're cooking off some microaggressions, bro.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's College Town.
Man, I need to check my I need to check my aggressions.
Yeah, bro. You need
space.
To check your aggressions, bro.
Leave that at the dope.
South Park is so money. Ah, I can't wait for it to come back. It's going to have a field day with this election cycle.
All right,
gentlemen.
Beard.
Hey, so I'm looking at pictures of Prometheus right now, by the way. And he was in a trailer or something, wasn't he?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
This is the very first time we're seeing Prometheus.
Okay, I swear I've seen this before, but like he looks badass.
You have. Dark Archer.
Yeah, he looks like, he does look exactly like Merlin, just with a killer mask on.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. Thank you guys for joining me again. Beefcake, where can they find you?
On Twitter and Instagram at BeefcakeRocks.
Braga, you still want nobody to find you?
You can find me at your mom's house. Classy.
Or in these streets.
Classy.
Well, that's where your mom is.
She is a lovely lady, not a lady of the evening. Thank you.
What's wrong with being on the streets?
I know what you're doing here, Braga.
There are some nice streets.
There are some nice streets, and that's where you could catch my mama. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook at Rock On Air. That's ROC On Air. No pull list this week. Fifth Wednesday of the month. You know how it goes. We'll talk to you later.